And, yeah, a lot been happening during the last fortnight, of course, and one of the headlines that we're not happy about is the latest political stunt by the Victorian State Government around the CFMEU, and it's just absolutely incredible what lengths they'll go to try and gain a few votes.
Yeah, we we mentioned this at the monthly meeting on Tuesday, and we were really disgusted about political point scoring here, and that's all it is. It is a stunt. You said that, Dave, at the start. It was a stunt. Okay, so Ben gets in, he replaces Jacinda. He then goes and announces the Royal Commission, and then this happens. This is not an accident that five people were targeted, arrested, for no reason. No reason whatsoever. One person was in their car heading to the office, and they rang up and he said, "Well, where are you?" He said, "I'm on the way to the office." He said, "No, you turn around, you've got to go back home, you're getting arrested."
Yeah.
And all they could find was some ammunition that wasn't locked up at someone's property, and Valium or some that was on the bedside table.
Yeah.
That's it. And they had the ability, as the administrator, to ask for anything they wanted. The administrator's in charge of everything. So they can ask, when it look at your laptop or your phone or whatever it might be. It was a political stunt to get on the front page of the paper, and I'm happy to say that it has to have the premier's, the new premier's fingerprints all over it.
Yeah,
and I'm really horrified at that. We get that they're, you know, we're in a fight for their political life, right? But you don't do that. That's just shitful. That is shitful on their behalf to go and politicise and get some point scoring out of that, and you know. Arrest five people for no reason. They had no reason whatsoever.
And, of course, it's been led from the federal Labor Party by, you know, introducing these laws that has allowed the CFMEU to be put into administration. You know, so it's got the, both Labor parties have got a lot to answer for. They're meant to be representing the workers, and they're just not doing that at the moment.
No, it's like, you know, union's a dirty word, you know. But you got all the casinos, you see what they're doing, the laundering of money, supporting slavery, all that sort of stuff. And you see the banks, you know, the banks crying that we make $10 billion.
Yeah.
But however, there's a bit of a downturn in the uptake of our housing loans at the moment. Like, give me a break.
Yeah.
And all the things they've done over the years. And then you go and see Coles were robbing everyone. And they'll prove to be robbing everyone. And they go and announce a $1 billion profit. You know? Yet the poor old union, which is just there to support people and give working people a dignified life, make their job, because all the work, the general part of the working class work in really hot, in our areas, and the construction and all the BIG unions work in really high-risk industries.
Yep.
That are the only reason now that people can feel safe. People have got kids who work in them because of the unions.
Yeah,
the
right.
Unions making those jobs safe, and giving them conditions to work with, to work under, and earn a dignified living, so they can be part of society. And it's just horrible what is going on. And the thing with the administration from the federals, from the feds, was that this has now gone on. This is going on now. What is it now, 2 to 3 years or something? And they're not saying, well, the pathway out is this. It's just a constant, we got you in limbo and we're going to keep you there.
Yeah.
No matter what. You know, when they went and sacked, we dealt with a lot, not, you know, Nigel David, just yep. Horrible. A good, straight fella you wouldn't meet. Like, you know, and so they're not providing a pathway out, and that's the problem I have with it all. That there's no, okay, we get to this, and there's a pathway out. They're just keeping them there, so we're going a bit all over the shop. But it's the political point scoring is shitful. It's yep. Just not on, and that's not what we expect. And it's I was horrified by what happened during the week.
Yeah, call out to all construction workers. You have We have your backs. A bit solidarity out to all CFMEU members and to all the CFMEU comrades that are still working there.